The river never lied, but it didn't always tell the whole truth. Summer always arrived gently in Moonwater Valley, wrapping the forest in warm sunlight, sweet wildflower scents, and the comforting sound of rushing water that echoed between ancient pines. Hidden beyond the main hiking trail flowed a crystal-clear river, so beautiful that locals called it Heaven's Mirror. Visitors admired it. Children dreamed about it. The older villagers, however, always lowered their voices whenever its deepest bend was mentioned. They warned everyone to stay away from that part of the river, insisting something old preferred to be left undisturbed beneath its glassy surface. Evelyn Hart had heard those stories since she was little, and every single one ended the same way. Don't go swimming there. Which, in her opinion, sounded suspiciously like an invitation. At 22, Evelyn had earned a reputation for possessing two remarkable talents. The first was making almost everyone she met smile. The second was accidentally turning ordinary days into unforgettable adventures. She once rescued a duck that wasn't actually stuck, apologized to a scarecrow after mistaking it for a lonely farmer, and somehow managed to wave back at a store mannequin for nearly 10 seconds before realizing it wasn't waving first. One day, her best friend Lily often sighed. You're going to become the main character in somebody else's crazy story. Evelyn always laughed. As long as it has snacks and a happy ending, I'm okay with that. That morning, she followed a narrow path through the woods carrying a woven basket filled with a towel, fresh clothes, and a small jar of homemade lavender soap. Sunlight filtered through the branches, painting shifting patterns across the trail, while butterflies floated lazily through the warm air. She breathed deeply and smiled. Best free spa in the world, she whispered to herself. When the hidden river finally appeared, she stopped for a moment just to admire it. The water was so clear she could count smooth stones resting nearly 20 feet below the surface. Tiny silver fish darted between patches of emerald moss, while dragonflies skimmed across the gentle current like living jewels. It felt untouched, peaceful, almost magical. Evelyn placed her basket beside a flat rock and glanced around with exaggerated caution. Okay, she announced dramatically to the empty forest. If any mysterious river spirits are watching today, I'd really appreciate it if nobody stole my towel this time. A playful breeze immediately swept through the trees and sent her towel sliding several feet across the grass. Evelyn blinked. Seriously? She hurried after it, laughing as she caught the runaway towel before it reached the water. Very funny. I hope you're all proud of yourselves. The forest answered only with rustling leaves, though somewhere nearby a blue jay released a sharp chirp that sounded suspiciously like laughter. Shaking her head, Evelyn stepped carefully into the cool river. Perfect, she sighed happily. Not too cold, not too warm. Whoever invented rivers deserves a raise. She giggled at her own joke before wading farther into the sparkling water, completely unaware that every ripple she created drifted toward the deepest part of the river. Far below, where sunlight dissolved into quiet blue shadows, an enormous black wolf rested beneath the current, as motionless as carved stone. This hidden place had always belonged to him whenever the burdens of the crown became too heavy. No soldiers. No advisors. No endless decisions. Only silence. His silver eyes remained peacefully closed until something impossible reached him through the water. Lavender. Wildflowers. Sunshine. And a scent unlike anything his wolf had encountered before. His eyes opened instantly. Above him, a cheerful young woman laughed at her own terrible jokes. Below her, the Alpha King's wolf forgot every reason he had come there in the first place. Sometimes destiny doesn't arrive with thunder. Sometimes it begins with one curious step taken a little too far. Lucian Ashford remained perfectly still beneath the gentle current, but the silence inside him had vanished. His wolf, usually calm and disciplined, refused to obey. Stay here, it insisted. Don't let her leave. Lucian frowned, though no one could see the expression beneath the water. Behave, he ordered silently. The wolf answered by swimming a little closer instead. Above him, Evelyn hummed an old tune while letting the cool river wash away the warmth of the morning sun. She closed her eyes for a moment and stretched her arms with a contented sigh. If this place gets any prettier, she murmured, I'm going to start paying admission. A turtle resting on a nearby log blinked at her without moving. Evelyn smiled. You agree. Good. At least somebody around here appreciates excellent opinions. The turtle promptly slipped into the water with a tiny splash. Wow, she laughed. Tough crowd. The sound drifted through the river like sunlight itself. Lucian's wolf felt every note. He had faced powerful alphas without flinching. He had negotiated impossible treaties. He had stood before thousands with complete confidence. Yet one cheerful laugh from a woman who didn't even know he existed somehow unraveled every ounce of composure his wolf possessed. She smells like home, the wolf whispered. Lucian ignored it, then ignored it again. The third time became considerably harder. Evelyn wandered another few steps into the river until the water reached just below her shoulders. She looked around, smiling at the dancing reflections surrounding her. You know, she said to the empty forest, if someone invented a floating breakfast, I'd never leave this river. A trout suddenly leaped out of the water only a few feet away, splashing her face. She gasped, then burst into laughter. Hey, personal space. The fish disappeared as quickly as it had appeared. Far below, Lucian almost smiled. Almost. His wolf, however, thought the fish deserved an award. Without warning, a curious otter paddled past Evelyn carrying a shiny pebble in its paws. It paused, looked directly at her, then proudly placed the pebble on a nearby rock before diving away again. Evelyn stared at the tiny gift in complete surprise. Well, thank you. She picked up the smooth stone and laughed again. This is officially the nicest thing anyone has given me before breakfast. Lucian blinked. That otter had avoided everyone for years. Even royal scouts could never get within 20 feet of it. Today it had delivered a present to a stranger. The forest was behaving strangely. Birds gathered quietly in nearby branches. Deer emerged cautiously between the trees. Butterflies circled low above the river without fear. It was as though every living creature had sensed the same invisible thread now stretching between the woman in the sunlight and the wolf beneath the water. Lucian's instincts warned him that staying any longer was dangerous. If she discovered him now, panic might replace that effortless laughter. He slowly turned, intending to swim deeper into the shadows before she noticed anything unusual. Then Evelyn accidentally dropped the little stone. Oh no, she exclaimed as it disappeared into the clear water. She leaned forward instinctively, peering into the sparkling depths. Her bright blue eyes searched through the wavering sunlight, inching closer to the place where two silver eyes were already looking back. For one suspended heartbeat, only a few feet of crystal clear water separated destiny from discovery. The hardest battles are sometimes fought without anyone knowing they have begun. Lucian did not move. Only his eyes followed the small blue stone as it drifted slowly toward the riverbed, landing only a few feet from where he rested beneath the crystal clear water. Evelyn leaned forward, her golden hair slipping over one shoulder as she searched through the dancing sunlight. She squinted thoughtfully. Come on, little rock, she whispered. Do not make this difficult. We were getting along so well. Lucian's wolf took one eager step forward. Behave, Lucian ordered silently. His wolf ignored him completely. Behave. The wolf lowered its head, staring at the cheerful woman above instead. Lucian had commanded armies with fewer arguments than this. He released a quiet sigh that disappeared into the current. Above him, Evelyn finally spotted the blue pebble. There you are. She reached farther, stretching her fingertips toward it, but it rested just beyond her reach. Seriously? You only moved like 2 feet. She narrowed her eyes at the stone as though it had betrayed her personally. I trusted you. A tiny school of silver fish darted between her fingers, making her laugh and pull back. Oh, now everybody is laughing. Even Lucian almost smiled again. His wolf certainly did. It enjoyed every sound she made far more than it should have. The scent surrounding her continued drifting through the cool water, carrying lavender, sunshine, and something impossible to describe. It was not merely pleasant. It felt familiar, comforting, like returning home after a journey that had lasted far too many years. That made no sense. Lucian had never seen this woman before today. He slowly backed deeper into the shadows, determined to leave before instinct turned into foolishness. One powerful sweep of his tail would carry him safely away. His wolf refused to move. Instead, it calmly settled back onto the smooth riverbed. Behave, Lucian repeated for the third time. The answer came as a simple feeling rather than words. No, she stays. We stay. Lucian rubbed a hand across his face underwater, in complete disbelief. I am arguing with myself, he thought. This is officially a new low. Above him, Evelyn suddenly tilted her head. That was strange. She looked around the peaceful river, sensing something she could not explain. The birds had grown unusually quiet. The breeze had softened. Even the water felt different somehow, as though the entire forest had paused to listen. She smiled anyway. If somebody is trying to be mysterious, you are doing a fantastic job. A dragonfly landed gently on her shoulder. Evelyn turned her head toward the tiny visitor. You are very brave. The dragonfly remained perfectly still. Where you think I am a tree? She laughed softly. Honestly, that feels a little insulting. Lucian watched the dragonfly without blinking. Wild creatures trusted her almost instantly. That was rare enough. But none of them showed the slightest fear of his hidden presence either. The river itself seemed determined to keep it secret. Then Evelyn carefully took another small step forward. The sunlight shifted. For the first time, her shadow stretched directly across the place where Lucian rested beneath the surface. He looked up. She looked down. Although she still could not clearly see him through the sparkling reflections, Lucian realized one undeniable truth. If she took just one more curious step, hiding would no longer be possible. Curiosity has a quiet way of changing lives before anyone realizes it has spoken. Evelyn took one careful step forward, then another, her eyes focused on the shimmering blue pebble resting beneath the clear water. Sunlight danced across the riverbed, bending every shape into something almost magical. She smiled to herself. You are definitely making me work harder than a rock should. Her fingertips skimmed the cool surface, but she still could not quite reach it. Directly below, Lucian's silver eyes followed every tiny movement. His wolf remained perfectly still, although every instinct urged him to rise. Behave, Lucian warned silently once more. The wolf answered with stubborn patience instead of obedience. She is smiling. Stay? Lucian almost groaned. You are impossible. The wolf seemed strangely pleased with itself. Evelyn let out a tiny sigh and straightened up. Fine. You win, mysterious little pebble. She folded her arms dramatically toward the water. Congratulations on your impressive escape plan. A gentle breeze swept across the river, carrying the scent of pine through the valley. Several leaves drifted onto the water and slowly floated toward her. One landed softly against the blue stone, nudging it just enough for the current to carry it closer to shore. Evelyn blinked in surprise. Well, thank you. She looked around with an amused smile. Either the forest is helping me, or I am having an unusually lucky morning. She reached down again and easily picked up the pebble. Holding it triumphantly above the water, she laughed. Victory! The sound echoed through the valley, bright enough to make even the birds answer with cheerful songs. Beneath the river, Lucian felt his wolf relax for the first time in years. It was not because the stone had been recovered. It was because she was happy. That realization unsettled him far more than anything else. Kings were supposed to remain objective. Wolves, apparently, had very different priorities. Evelyn examined the smooth blue stone before slipping it into the pocket of her basket on the riverbank. You almost escaped forever, she told it. Now you have to come home with me. Lucian's wolf watched her every step with complete attention. Behave, Lucian reminded it again. The answer arrived immediately. I am behaving. Lucian nearly laughed despite himself. This is your version of behaving? His wolf simply continued watching Evelyn with quiet satisfaction. Nearby, the curious otter returned and floated on its back, peeking over the water as though waiting for the next entertaining moment. Evelyn noticed it and waved enthusiastically. Hello again, little gift expert. The otter blinked once, then disappeared with a splash that soaked the edge of her towel. Evelyn looked down at the damp fabric and laughed. You know what? I probably deserve that. Even Lucian could not stop the faint smile that crossed his face. It had been so long since anything around him felt this light. No royal council. No negotiations. No expectations. Just one cheerful woman making friends with every creature in the forest. Then something unexpected happened. Evelyn froze. A faint ripple spread across the river without any breeze to create it. It traveled in a perfect circle before gently brushing against her ankles. She looked down, her smile fading into quiet curiosity. That was strange, she whispered. Deep below, Lucian realized his tail had moved on its own. Both man and wolf became equally still. For the first time that morning, Evelyn no longer felt completely alone. Some moments are too important for fate to leave entirely to chance. Evelyn stood perfectly still, watching the gentle ripples fade around her ankles. The strange feeling lingered, not frightening, only curious, as though the river itself had quietly whispered her name. She glanced toward the surrounding trees. "All right," she said with an amused smile. "If somebody is trying to surprise me, I am officially surprised." The forest answered with nothing more than birdsong and the soft rustle of pine branches swaying in the breeze. She laughed softly at herself. Good talk. Beneath the surface, Lucian knew the moment had come. If she stayed another minute, she would eventually see him. If she panicked, she could slip on the smooth rocks. His wolf had only one opinion. Protect her. Behave, Lucian warned silently. His wolf responded with unusual confidence. This is behaving. Lucian could not believe he had reached the point where he was losing arguments with his own instincts. With one smooth motion, he slipped deeper beneath the shadows, swimming toward a narrow passage hidden behind a curtain of river reeds. Moments later, a tall man emerged quietly from the opposite bank where thick pine trees concealed the shoreline. His dark hair was still damp, although the morning sunlight quickly disguised it. He adjusted the collar of his simple charcoal shirt and brushed a few drops of water from his sleeves before taking a slow breath. Today he looked nothing like a king. No royal crest. No guards. No polished boots. Just an ordinary traveler who happened to wander through the forest. Evelyn heard footsteps behind her and turned so quickly that she nearly lost her balance on the smooth stones. Whoa! She caught herself with a nervous laugh before looking at the stranger standing several yards away. For a heartbeat, neither of them spoke. Lucian noticed bright blue eyes filled with curiosity instead of fear. Evelyn noticed silver eyes that somehow looked both calm and incredibly lonely. She smiled first. Well, you are definitely not a river spirit. Lucian blinked once. That was not the greeting he had expected. I hope that is not disappointing. A little, she admitted playfully. I had already prepared a very polite speech for the mysterious spirits. Lucian felt the corner of his mouth almost betray him. I apologize on their behalf. You know them? She asked with exaggerated seriousness. Personally, only by reputation. Evelyn laughed again, the sound echoing gently across the water. That is probably the safest answer. Lucian realized something unusual. Speaking with her required almost no effort at all. Normally conversations with strangers felt like obligations. This felt easy. Dangerous, his mind reminded him. Comfortable, his wolf corrected. Evelyn stepped toward the riverbank and reached for her towel. I hope I did not scare you, she said. Most people avoid this place. So I have heard, Lucian replied. Then why are you here? The question arrived so naturally that even she seemed surprised by how quickly she had asked it. Lucian looked toward the peaceful river before answering. Sometimes quiet places are easier to find than quiet thoughts. Evelyn studied him for a moment, then smiled with unexpected warmth. That might be the nicest complicated sentence I have ever heard. Before Lucian could answer, the curious otter suddenly burst from the water between them, proudly holding another shiny pebble before dropping it directly onto Lucian's boot. Evelyn covered her mouth to hide a laugh. Congratulations, she said. Apparently you have been accepted by the welcoming committee. For the first time in longer than he could remember, Lucian laughed out loud. The strangest conversations often become the ones that change everything. Evelyn could not remember the last time she had laughed with a complete stranger quite so easily. She wrapped the towel around her shoulders and stepped onto the grassy riverbank while the morning breeze carried the scent of pine through the valley. The mysterious traveler remained where he was, giving her more than enough space to feel comfortable. She noticed that immediately. Most people rushed to fill silence. Somehow, his silence felt peaceful instead of awkward. I am Evelyn, she said at last, brushing a loose strand of golden hair behind her ear. Since the welcoming committee seems to approve of you, introductions feel appropriate. Lucian hesitated for the smallest fraction of a second. Giving his full name was not an option. Lucian, he answered simply. Nice to meet you, Lucian. She smiled as though the name belonged exactly where it was. Do you always wander into secret rivers? Or am I getting special treatment today? I was about to ask you the same question. Fair enough. She laughed. I come here whenever the village gets too noisy. She looked toward the sparkling water. This place listens better than most people. Lucian found himself glancing at the river as well. It does. The answer escaped before he could stop it. Evelyn tilted her head. You sound like somebody who has been listening to rivers for a long time. Lucian almost admitted more than he should. Instead, he offered a small smile. Perhaps I have. His wolf stirred again, calmer now, but no less determined. Stay close. Behave, Lucian reminded it. The response came immediately. I am close. That is different. Lucian resisted the urge to sigh out loud. Evelyn noticed the thoughtful expression crossing his face. Everything all right? I was just thinking. Dangerous hobby. Lucian looked back at her. Is it? Absolutely. Last week I spent 20 minutes wondering whether squirrels secretly judge humans. She folded her arms with mock seriousness. I still think the answer is yes. Lucian let out another quiet laugh before he could stop himself. It felt unfamiliar, almost surprising. That is a very specific concern. You have clearly never been stared at by a squirrel carrying an acorn. As if summoned by the conversation, a plump gray squirrel climbed onto a nearby branch and stared directly at them. Evelyn pointed triumphantly. See? That one knows something. Lucian looked from the squirrel to Evelyn, then back again. I believe you may have a witness. The squirrel twitched its tail and disappeared into the trees. Evelyn grinned. Case closed. For a few comfortable moments, they simply stood beside the peaceful river while dragonflies drifted above the water. Lucian realized the constant weight he carried every day had become strangely quiet. Around Evelyn, the endless responsibilities of the crown seemed impossibly far away. His wolf rested with complete contentment for the first time in years. Then Evelyn picked up her basket. I should probably head home before Lily starts telling everyone that the river spirits finally adopted me. Lucian raised an eyebrow. Would that surprise your friend? Not even a little. She took a few steps along the woodland path before stopping and looking back over her shoulder. You know, Lucian, this forest feels less lonely today. The words caught him completely off guard. Before he could answer, a sudden gust of wind swept through the towering pines, scattering wildflower petals across the narrow trail between them. Evelyn laughed as the colorful petals swirled around her like playful confetti. Lucian watched the moment in silence, unaware that hidden high among the trees, a pair of watchful amber eyes had quietly noticed both of them together. The easiest goodbyes are usually the ones that never actually happen. Evelyn had only walked a few dozen yards along the woodland trail before realizing she was smiling for no reason at all. She glanced back once, expecting the quiet traveler to have disappeared into the forest. Instead, Lucian was still standing near the river, watching the sunlight dance across the water rather than watching her. Somehow that made her smile even more. Well, she murmured to herself, at least he is not secretly following strangers through the woods. That is encouraging. She continued walking until the narrow path curved between towering pines. A few moments later, she heard a soft rustling somewhere ahead. A woven picnic basket sat in the middle of the trail with apples scattered across the ground while an elderly woman knelt nearby, trying unsuccessfully to gather everything before it rolled downhill. Oh no. Evelyn hurried forward without hesitation. Please stay right there. I have professional experience chasing runaway fruit. The older woman looked up, confused. Professional? Not officially. Evelyn admitted with a grin as she caught a bright red apple before it escaped into the bushes. But I have accidentally dropped enough groceries to earn honorary certification. The woman laughed warmly. That is the most honest qualification I have ever heard. Hidden farther back along the trail, Lucian had started walking in the opposite direction moments earlier. Then his wolf stopped. She needs help. Lucian looked ahead. Evelyn was already helping. Satisfied, he asked silently. His wolf remained unusually attentive. Stay close anyway. Behave, Lucian replied. I am behaving, came the familiar answer. Lucian shook his head with quiet resignation before continuing down the same trail, telling himself it was simply the shortest route through the valley. He knew perfectly well that was only partially true. By the time he rounded the bend, Evelyn had collected every apple except one that had rolled beneath a fallen log. She stretched as far as she could without reaching it. You are surprisingly athletic for an apple, she informed it. I respect your commitment. Lucian stepped forward before thinking. Using a nearby branch, He gently nudged the apple free until it rolled toward her boots. Evelyn looked up with genuine surprise. You rescued the last survivor. It seemed determined to continue its journey. I was beginning to admire its ambition. Their eyes met again, and for a brief second the cheerful conversation from the river returned as naturally as if no time had passed. The elderly woman accepted the final apple with grateful hands. You two make an excellent team. Evelyn laughed so quickly that she almost answered before realizing what had been said. Oh, we only met about 10 minutes ago. Sometimes that is enough, the woman replied with a knowing smile before lifting her basket. Thank you, both of you. I hope kindness finds its way back to you. After she disappeared farther along the trail, an easy silence settled between them. Evelyn looked toward Lucien with playful curiosity. You know, I think the forest keeps inventing excuses for us to cross paths. Lucien folded his arms lightly. Do you always assume the forest is responsible? Absolutely. It has an excellent reputation for being mysterious. His wolf quietly approved of that answer. Lucien almost smiled again. Then perhaps the forest deserves some credit. They resumed walking in the same direction without either of them suggesting it. Birds fluttered overhead while patches of sunlight slipped across the winding trail. Neither noticed the fresh paw prints crossing the soft dirt a few yards ahead, disappearing into the deeper woods as though another unseen traveler had started following the same path long before either of them realized they were no longer walking alone. Every path feels shorter when someone unexpectedly chooses to walk beside you. The narrow forest trail wound gently through towering pines, carrying Evelyn and Lucien beneath shifting patches of warm sunlight that danced across the ground like scattered pieces of gold. Neither of them had suggested continuing together, yet somehow neither one had found a reason to leave. Evelyn adjusted the basket resting comfortably against her arm before glancing toward the fresh paw prints pressed into the soft dirt. Those are much bigger than squirrel footprints, she observed. Lucien followed her gaze without changing expression. They are. Should I be worried? She asked with playful curiosity. Not yet. She laughed. That is either the most comforting answer I have ever heard or the least comforting one. Lucien almost smiled again. His wolf certainly approved. She laughed. Good. Stay beside her. Behave, Lucien reminded silently. I am beside her, the wolf answered with complete satisfaction. Exactly. Lucien decided there was no point arguing anymore. Evelyn noticed him shaking his head ever so slightly. Do you disagree with me often? She asked. More than you would expect. Really? She looked genuinely curious. Who wins? Lucien hesitated just long enough to make the answer amusing. Not always me. Evelyn grinned. I like honest people. A light breeze drifted through the trees, carrying dozens of tiny white feathers from flowering grass that floated lazily across the trail. One landed on Evelyn's shoulder. She carefully lifted it between her fingers. Nature keeps giving me souvenirs today. She held it toward Lucien. Here. You found the last apple. You deserve one too. He accepted the feather with surprising care, as though it were something far more valuable. Thank you. You are welcome. She tilted her head thoughtfully. You know, most people would probably laugh if someone handed them a feather. Lucien looked at the delicate white plume resting in his palm. Most people would miss why it mattered. For just a second, Evelyn became unusually quiet. Something about that answer settled gently in her heart. Before she could think of a reply, a familiar chirping sound echoed overhead. The same blue jay from the river swooped onto a nearby branch and loudly called in their direction. Evelyn pointed upward. That one definitely remembers me. The bird chirped. Again. See? We are practically neighbors now. Lucien glanced toward the blue jay. I believe it approves of your conversation skills. Good. I was hoping to impress at least one local. The bird puffed out its feathers proudly before flying deeper into the forest. Both of them laughed at exactly the same moment, then stopped just as suddenly after realizing they had laughed together. The brief silence that followed felt unexpectedly comfortable instead of awkward. Lucien noticed she naturally matched her pace to his without thinking. His own steps had already slowed to match hers long before he realized it. His wolf rested peacefully, content simply to remain close. Then the peaceful forest changed. Dark gray clouds drifted quietly over the mountaintops, soft enough that neither of them had noticed until the sunlight slowly disappeared beneath a blanket of shadow. Evelyn looked upward. That forecast was suspiciously optimistic this morning. A cool breeze replaced the warm summer air, carrying the unmistakable scent of approaching rain. The first distant rumble echoed somewhere beyond the hills. Evelyn hugged her basket closer with a playful sigh. "Please tell me your mysterious friendship with the forest includes knowing where people hide during surprise storms." Lucian looked toward the thicker woods where an old hunter's shelter rested beyond the next ridge, hidden from ordinary travelers, but only a short walk away. His wolf reacted instantly. "Keep her warm. Keep her safe." Lucian met Evelyn's hopeful eyes for a quiet heartbeat before giving a small nod. "I know a place. The warmest shelters are not always built from wood. Sometimes they are built from trust." The first raindrops landed quietly among the pine needles before either of them reached the ridge. Within seconds, the gentle sprinkle became a steady summer shower that painted the entire forest with a soft silver curtain. Evelyn stretched one hand into the rain and smiled despite the weather. "Well, that escalated quickly." Lucian glanced toward the darkening sky before motioning farther up the trail. "We should keep moving. I was hoping you would say that your mysterious place came with hot chocolate." "It does not. That is unfortunate." She sighed dramatically. "I had very high expectations." Lucian almost answered before catching himself. His wolf interrupted first. "She is smiling again. Good. Keep her warm. Behave," Lucian reminded silently. "Keeping her warm is behaving." He decided arguing would accomplish absolutely nothing. They walked side by side beneath the towering pines while rain drummed softly against the branches overhead. Every so often, a gust of wind scattered cool droplets across the trail, making Evelyn laugh whenever she tried unsuccessfully to dodge them. "The weather has excellent aim," she declared after another splash landed directly on her nose. "I think it is winning." Lucian reached the old wooden shelter tucked beneath an enormous cedar tree and pushed open the weathered door. Inside waited a single sturdy table, a stone fireplace, neatly stacked firewood, and a narrow window overlooking the valley. Everything smelled faintly of cedar, rain, and old campfires. Evelyn stepped inside and slowly turned in a circle. "This is actually wonderful." She looked toward Lucian with genuine curiosity. "How did you know this place was here?" Lucian paused only briefly. "I spend time in these woods. Often. More often than most people would believe." She nodded thoughtfully, as though that answer somehow fit him perfectly. Thunder rolled softly across the distant hills while rain tapped against the roof in a comforting rhythm. Lucian knelt beside the fireplace and struck flint against steel until warm orange flames flickered to life. The cabin immediately filled with gentle light that danced across the wooden walls. Evelyn rubbed her hands together near the fire with a grateful smile. "I officially forgive the weather." She opened her basket and placed its contents across the table. Fresh bread, sliced apples, homemade blackberry jam, and two small blueberry muffins. She looked at the food, then at Lucian. "I was planning to eat all of this by myself." Lucian raised an eyebrow. "Planning? Plans change." She held one muffin toward him. "Besides, anybody who rescues apples from impossible situations deserves dessert." Lucian accepted it carefully. "Thank you." "You are welcome. It is blueberry. I remember." She blinked. "Remember what?" Lucian realized his mistake almost immediately. Earlier, near the river, she had joked about paying the forest with blueberry muffins. He should not remember such a small detail. His wolf, however, remembered every word she had spoken. "You mentioned them before," he answered calmly. Evelyn smiled with quiet surprise. "You actually listened." Lucian looked down at the muffin resting in his hand. "Yes." Something warm settled between them, softer than the fire itself. Neither of them seemed eager to break the silence. Outside, rain continued falling across the valley while inside the tiny shelter felt impossibly peaceful. Then Evelyn noticed that Lucian had quietly moved the only comfortable chair closer to the fireplace before stepping back himself. She looked from the chair to him with a knowing smile. "You keep pretending you are not thoughtful." Lucian folded his arms lightly. "Is it working?" Evelyn laughed. "Not even a little." His wolf rested with complete satisfaction. She noticed. "Good." Then another distant sound drifted through the rain. It was not thunder this time. It was the faint echo of unfamiliar voices somewhere beyond the trees, moving steadily closer to the old shelter. Sometimes the smallest interruptions become the moments that reveal the biggest truths. The unfamiliar voices outside drifted through the steady rain before fading into cheerful laughter. Evelyn instinctively lowered her own voice. "Do you think they are looking for this cabin?" Lucian listened carefully for another heartbeat before slowly shaking his head. "No, they are following the lower trail. They will pass in a few minutes." Almost as if the forest wished to prove him right, the distant footsteps gradually disappeared beneath the sound of falling rain. Evelyn let out a relieved breath. "Good. I was not ready to share my blueberry muffins with an entire hiking club." Lucian looked toward the basket. "That would have been unfortunate." "Exactly." She pointed at the remaining muffin with exaggerated seriousness. "Some treasures should stay protected." His wolf instantly approved. "Protect the muffins." Lucian blinked. "Really?" he asked silently. The wolf answered without hesitation. "If she is smiling, the muffins matter." Lucian lowered his head for a brief moment, accepting that arguing with his instincts had officially become a losing profession. Evelyn noticed the tiny smile he tried unsuccessfully to hide. "There it is." Lucian looked up. "What?" "You smiled first this time." He hesitated. "Did I?" "Definitely." She leaned back comfortably in the chair beside the fireplace. "You should do it more often. It looks good on you." The compliment settled in the quiet cabin far longer than either of them expected. Lucian was accustomed to hearing praise for strength, wisdom, or leadership. No one had ever casually suggested that he smiled nicely. Somehow that simple observation reached him more deeply than grand speeches ever had. Rain continued tapping gently against the wooden roof while the fire crackled with comforting warmth. Evelyn rested her elbows on the table and looked curiously toward him. "Can I ask you something?" "You already are." She laughed. "Fair point." He found himself waiting for the question anyway. "Why do you spend so much time alone?" Lucian considered several carefully prepared answers before quietly choosing the honest one. "Sometimes people expect so much from you that silence becomes the only place where no one asks for anything." Evelyn nodded slowly. "I understand that more than you probably think." He looked genuinely surprised. "You do? People always assume that cheerful people never get tired." Her smile softened. "But sometimes being the one who keeps everyone else smiling can be exhausting too." Lucian studied her face for a long moment. For the first time that day, he realized her laughter was not hiding sadness. It was protecting kindness. His wolf grew unusually quiet. "Respect her," it whispered. Lucian smiled almost imperceptibly. That, at least, required no argument. A comfortable silence returned between them, one that no longer needed filling with words. Outside, the rain slowly softened until only a gentle drizzle remained. Sunlight began slipping through the clouds, painting golden streaks across the wet forest beyond the cabin window. Evelyn stood and stretched with a satisfied sigh. "Looks like the storm has officially apologized." She picked up her basket before noticing Lucian quietly folding the blanket that had rested across the back of the chair. Without saying anything, he placed it neatly inside a wooden chest exactly where he had found it. She watched the simple gesture with another knowing smile. "You put everything back exactly where it belongs, do not you?" Lucian looked at the blanket, then back at her. "I try to leave places better than I found them." Evelyn's expression softened even more. "I think you probably do." Before either of them could say another word, a low, distant howl echoed somewhere beyond the rain-soaked trees. It was brief, haunting, and strangely familiar. Lucian became perfectly still. His wolf lifted its head inside him at once. That howl did not belong to an ordinary wolf. The first secret the heart discovers is often hidden inside an ordinary moment. The haunting howl faded into the distance, leaving the quiet cabin wrapped in a silence that somehow felt heavier than before. Evelyn looked toward the rain-speckled window with gentle curiosity. That did not sound very close. Lucian listened carefully before giving a calm nod. "No, it is several miles away." She tilted her head. "You can tell that." Lucian realized he had answered too quickly. "I spend enough time in these woods to recognize how sound travels through the valley." Evelyn accepted the explanation with a thoughtful smile, although a tiny spark of curiosity remained in her bright blue eyes. "You know," she said as she lifted her basket again, "for someone who insists he is just a traveler, you seem to know this forest better than the trees do." Lucian almost smiled. "The trees might disagree. They have not complained yet. As if determined to join the conversation, the old cedar outside creaked softly in the breeze. Evelyn pointed triumphantly toward the window. See? That sounded supportive. Lucian quietly laughed. His wolf approved immediately. She made you laugh again. Behave, Lucian reminded silently. Laughing is behaving. The wolf answered without hesitation. Lucian decided that particular debate had officially become impossible to win. Together they stepped outside beneath a sky where the rain had nearly ended. Tiny drops still clung to every pine needle, sparkling like scattered crystals whenever sunlight slipped through the thinning clouds. The entire forest smelled wonderfully fresh, carrying cedar, damp earth, wildflowers, and cool mountain air. Evelyn breathed deeply. This might be my favorite smell in the whole world. Lucian glanced toward her. Rain. Everything after the rain. She smiled as she stretched out one hand to catch the last few falling droplets. It feels like the forest pressed a reset button. They continued along the winding trail, and without either of them mentioning it, Lucian naturally walked on the downhill side where loose stones occasionally rolled away from the narrow path. Evelyn noticed the small adjustment almost immediately. She pretended not to, allowing the thoughtful gesture to remain exactly what it was, simple and unspoken. After several quiet minutes, they reached a fallen pine that completely blocked the trail. Evelyn studied the enormous trunk before placing one hand on her hip. Well, somebody forgot to clean up after the wind. Lucian stepped closer, examining the safest way around. There is room underneath. Evelyn looked at the narrow opening beneath the trunk, then back at him with exaggerated suspicion. You first. Do you think I am testing it? Absolutely. Lucian ducked beneath the tree without difficulty before turning back toward her. Your turn. Evelyn crouched carefully, but halfway through her basket gently caught on a low branch behind her. She stopped moving and sighed dramatically. I have officially been captured by a tree. Lucian reached back without hesitation and gently lifted the branch just high enough for the basket to slide free. You are rescued. She emerged on the other side laughing so hard, she almost lost one of the apples again. Please do not tell anyone I lost a battle with a tree. Your secret is safe. Good. My reputation as an experienced fruit professional is already fragile. Even Lucian laughed openly this time. His wolf rested in complete contentment, pleased simply because she was smiling. Then the breeze shifted again. Lucian's expression changed almost imperceptibly. Beneath the sweet scent of rain and cedar came another faint scent carried through the forest, one that did not belong to ordinary travelers. His wolf became alert at once. Guard her. Lucian quietly looked toward the deeper woods while keeping his voice perfectly calm. Evelyn, he said gently, let us stay on the main trail for a little while longer. She looked at him with complete trust and nodded without asking why. The quietest promises are often the ones spoken without words. Evelyn fell naturally into step beside Lucian as they continued along the main trail, trusting his calm judgment without asking another question. The forest around them seemed unchanged to ordinary eyes, yet the cheerful chorus of birds had grown strangely softer. Even the playful squirrels that had watched them earlier had disappeared into the higher branches. Evelyn noticed the silence first. All of my tiny woodland critics seemed to have taken a lunch break. Lucian glanced toward the empty trees. Animals usually notice changes before people do. She looked at him with playful suspicion. There you go again. Again. Talking like somebody who secretly attended Forest University. Lucian almost smiled. I must have missed graduation. She laughed, and the tension eased for a moment. His wolf listened to her laughter with quiet satisfaction. She is calm. Good. Guard her. Behave, Lucian reminded silently. Guarding her is behaving. Lucian accepted defeat with remarkable dignity. The narrow trail curved around a rocky hillside where rainwater still trickled across smooth stones. Evelyn carefully tested her footing before taking another step, but one loose rock shifted beneath her boot. She caught herself before falling, yet instinct moved faster than thought. Lucian reached out, gently taking her hand to steady her until both of her feet found solid ground again. For a brief second, neither of them spoke. His hand was warm despite the cool mountain air. Evelyn looked from their joined hands to his. Calm silver eyes. Thank you, she said softly. Lucian released her hand the moment she was steady again. The rocks are still wet. So I noticed. She smiled with amused embarrassment. The mountain almost won. It came close. Please do not encourage it. They continued walking, but the memory of that brief touch lingered quietly between them, comfortable rather than awkward. Evelyn found herself smiling without entirely knowing why. A few minutes later, they reached a small wooden footbridge crossing a lively stream swollen by the rain. The rushing water sparkled beneath the afternoon sunlight, while wildflowers nodded gently along the banks. Evelyn paused halfway across the bridge, leaning over the railing to admire dozens of tiny trout swimming through the crystal-clear current. They look happier after the rain, too. Lucian rested one hand lightly against the railing beside her. Everything needs rain sometimes. She glanced toward him. Even people? He looked out across the flowing water before answering. Especially people. Evelyn considered those words in thoughtful silence. Somehow he always answered simple questions in ways she wanted to remember later. Suddenly, the familiar blue jay landed on the bridge railing between them, proudly carrying a tiny wildflower in its beak. Evelyn laughed with delighted surprise. You came back. The bird hopped twice before dropping the flower directly into Lucian's hand. Evelyn covered her mouth, trying unsuccessfully to hide another laugh. Apparently, even the birds think you need cheering up. Lucian looked at the tiny flower resting against his palm. His wolf approved immediately. Keep it. Behave. Keeping flowers is behaving. Lucian quietly slipped the little blossom into the pocket of his shirt. Evelyn noticed the gesture and smiled without teasing him this time. Something about the simple moment felt unexpectedly precious. Then the breeze shifted once more. Lucian's expression became almost impossible to read. Hidden beneath the scent of wildflowers came the unmistakable scent of another wolf, closer now than before. Older. Stronger. Familiar. His wolf stood instantly alert inside him. It is one of ours. Before Lucian could decide what to do next, a deep voice echoed from somewhere beyond the trees. Your Majesty? Evelyn slowly turned toward the sound, her bright blue eyes widening with innocent confusion. Some truths do not arrive as lightning. They arrive as a single word spoken by the wrong voice at exactly the wrong moment. Evelyn slowly turned toward the unfamiliar greeting while Lucian remained perfectly still. Between the towering pines, a broad-shouldered man stepped onto the trail wearing a rain-darkened traveling cloak. The moment his eyes found Lucian, he immediately lowered his head with unmistakable respect. Your Majesty, he repeated, his voice quieter this time, as though the title itself belonged only to the forest. Lucian released the smallest breath. Rowan. The newcomer looked no older than his early 30s, yet calm authority surrounded him as naturally as the mountain air. He briefly glanced toward Evelyn before returning his attention to Lucian. Forgive the interruption. The council has been searching for you since sunrise. Evelyn looked from one man to the other, then back again. Wait. She blinked twice. Did he just call you? Your Majesty. Lucian met her curious eyes without immediately answering. His wolf rose to full attention. Protect her. Choose your words carefully. Behave, Lucian reminded silently. Honesty is behaving, the wolf answered. Lucian silently wished, for perhaps the 100th time that day, his wolf would occasionally choose to be less reasonable. Rowan seemed to notice the quiet tension between them. I apologize, he said politely to Evelyn. I assumed you already knew. Clearly I missed a chapter somewhere, she replied with an uncertain smile. Lucian. For a long heartbeat, the only sound came from water dripping gently from the pine branches overhead. Lucian finally spoke. I did not lie to you. No, Evelyn thought back through every conversation they had shared. Every answer had been truthful, only incomplete. You simply forgot one very important detail. A faint smile appeared on Lucian's face despite the circumstances. Yes. She folded her arms with playful disbelief. You forgot to mention. You are apparently some kind of king. Rowan blinked once, visibly surprised by her choice of words. Lucian, however, almost laughed. His wolf approved immediately. She is not afraid. Good. Evelyn studied him for another quiet moment before shaking her head with exaggerated disappointment. You know, I spent an entire afternoon wondering whether you collected feathers. She pointed gently toward him. Becoming royalty never even crossed my mind. Even Rowan could not completely hide the corner of his smile. Lucian finally laughed out loud. That was probably my fault. Probably. Evelyn raised one eyebrow. Definitely. The comfortable warmth returned so unexpectedly that even the forest seemed to relax around them. Birds resumed singing somewhere overhead, and a pair of rabbits cautiously emerged near the edge of the trail before hopping harmlessly into the wildflowers. Rowan watched the exchange in thoughtful silence. During years of loyal service, he had witnessed Lucian negotiate peace between rival packs, settle impossible disputes, and face entire councils without hesitation. He had never seen his king laugh this freely over a conversation about feathers. "Your Majesty," Rowan said gently. "The council can wait another hour if necessary." Lucian looked surprised. Rowan offered the smallest knowing smile. "Important matters deserve proper timing." Evelyn looked between them with growing curiosity. "Either everyone in your kingdom is remarkably polite, or I have wandered into the strangest day of my life." "Both," Lucian admitted. She laughed again, although this time her eyes lingered on him just a little longer. The mysterious traveler, the quiet man who remembered blueberry muffins, rescued runaway apples, listened to rivers, and always walked on the dangerous side of the trail, had never disappeared at all. He had simply been carrying a crown that no one else could see. Then a gentle breeze swept through the valley, carrying the scent of cedar across the trail as sunlight broke through the clouds once more. Rowan quietly stepped aside, leaving Lucian and Evelyn facing one another without another word between them, both realizing that everything had changed, yet somehow the person standing before them felt exactly the same. The greatest crowns are not worn on the head. They are carried in the choices people make when no one is watching. For several quiet seconds, none of them moved. Sunlight filtered gently through the towering pines while tiny drops of rain continued slipping from the branches, sparkling like scattered glass before disappearing into the moss below. Rowan remained respectfully silent, waiting for Lucian to decide how this unexpected meeting should unfold. Evelyn looked from Rowan to Lucian once more before letting out a thoughtful breath. "So, should I bow now, or is there a rulebook I accidentally missed?" Rowan looked mildly alarmed by the question. Lucian, however, smiled almost immediately. "Please do not." "Good." Evelyn placed one hand dramatically against her chest. "I have terrible balance. I would probably trip halfway through the royal part." Even Rowan laughed quietly. The gentle sound surprised him almost as much as it surprised Lucian. His wolf relaxed with quiet satisfaction. "She is still smiling. Good. Choose her. Behave," Lucian reminded silently. "Choosing her is behaving." Lucian accepted that the argument had officially reached its inevitable conclusion. Evelyn folded her arms with playful curiosity. "One more question." "Only one," Lucian asked. "I am trying to be considerate." She smiled. "Does everyone call you Your Majesty?" "Most people do." "That sounds exhausting." Rowan blinked in confusion. Lucian looked genuinely thoughtful before answering. "Sometimes it is." Evelyn nodded as though that answer explained far more than the title itself. "I think I prefer Lucian." The simple sentence settled into the quiet forest with unexpected weight. Rowan glanced toward his king, expecting a polite correction. None came. Instead, Lucian answered with complete sincerity. "So do I." Rowan lowered his eyes to hide the faint smile that appeared there. Perhaps the council had been worrying about the wrong things all along. They had searched the mountains because their alpha king had disappeared. They had never considered he might simply have found peace. A cheerful breeze wandered through the valley, carrying the scent of cedar and wildflowers around them. The familiar blue jay landed once again on a nearby branch and chirped loudly toward Rowan before fluttering over to Lucian's shoulder for the briefest moment. Evelyn laughed with delighted disbelief. "Even your birds have excellent timing." Rowan looked from the bird to Lucian with quiet amusement. "I do not believe that one reports to the council." "It definitely reports to somebody," Evelyn replied. "Probably the squirrels." Lucian laughed again, and the blue jay proudly puffed out its feathers as if accepting full responsibility for the joke. After a comfortable pause, Rowan finally cleared his throat. "Your Majesty, the council truly can wait a little longer. However, there is one matter that should not." Lucian's expression grew attentive without losing its warmth. "What happened?" "Several neighboring packs have gathered near the eastern ridge. Nothing dangerous has occurred, but many leaders are asking for your guidance after hearing unusual howls during the storm." Evelyn looked thoughtfully toward the distant mountains. "Those were the sounds we heard earlier." Rowan nodded respectfully. "Yes." Lucian quietly considered the news before looking toward Evelyn. I promise to walk you safely back to the village. Rowan immediately answered before anyone else could. Then that promise should be honored first. Evelyn looked surprised. You are telling your king to keep walking with me? Rowan smiled warmly. A promise made by a good king is never delayed without reason. For a long moment, Lucian and Rowan understood one another without another word. Then Lucian turned back toward Evelyn and offered a gentle smile that looked exactly like the one she had first seen beside the river. The crown had changed nothing about the man she had come to know. As the three of them started walking together beneath the clearing sky, Evelyn quietly slipped the tiny blue river stone into Lucian's hand. You should keep this for a while, she said softly. Just until you remember to stop forgetting important details. Lucian looked down at the smooth little stone, then back at her bright smile. His wolf spoke only four quiet words. She already chose us. The people who deserve a crown the most are usually the ones who forget they are wearing one. The three of them continued along the winding forest trail beneath a sky that had transformed from silver rain clouds into brilliant shades of blue. Fresh sunlight poured through the towering pines, warming the damp earth while tiny drops still glittered on every fern like scattered diamonds. Rowan respectfully walked several steps behind Lucian and Evelyn, allowing them to continue their conversation without interruption. Evelyn glanced sideways toward Lucian with a smile that was equal parts amused and curious. I have been thinking. Lucian looked at her. Should I be worried? Probably. She laughed. It seems to happen a lot whenever you are around. Even Rowan quietly smiled behind them. I keep remembering every strange thing you said today. Evelyn continued. You knew where the shelter was. You knew the weather. You knew the wolves. You knew exactly how sounds travel through the valley. Somehow none of that seemed suspicious until 5 minutes ago. Lucian gave a quiet nod. That is fair. And you never once mentioned that everyone bows when they see you. That part rarely comes up in casual conversation. She laughed so hard she nearly had to stop walking. Imagine introducing yourself that way. Hello, I am Lucian. I enjoy long walks through the forest, blueberry muffins, and occasionally leading an entire kingdom. Lucian shook his head with an amused smile. It does sound unusual when you say it like that. His wolf spoke with unmistakable satisfaction. She is laughing again. Behave, Lucian reminded silently. I am enjoying the laughter. That counts. Lucian had officially given up debating. They reached a sunlit meadow where hundreds of wildflowers swayed gently in the afternoon breeze. Several members of Rowan's escort quietly waited near the edge of the clearing with respectful patience. The moment Lucian approached, every one of them lowered their heads. Your Majesty. Lucian acknowledged them with a warm nod instead of grand ceremony. Thank you for waiting. Evelyn watched the exchange carefully. There was no fear in their faces. No forced obedience. Only genuine respect. She leaned slightly closer to Rowan and lowered her voice with playful seriousness. Does he always thank everyone? Rowan answered without hesitation. Every day. Even when people are late. Especially then. Evelyn looked back toward Lucian, who was already helping one of the younger guards lift a fallen saddlebag that had slipped from a pack horse moments earlier. He brushed the dirt from the leather before handing it back with the same easy smile he had worn beside the river. Nothing about him felt distant. If anything, knowing who he truly was made his kindness seem even more remarkable. Rowan noticed the thoughtful expression on Evelyn's face. You expected someone different. She nodded honestly. A little. Most people do. Rowan smiled gently. Then they meet him. Lucian returned a moment later, holding the smooth blue river stone Evelyn had given him. He turned it thoughtfully between his fingers before slipping it into the small inner pocket of his jacket, instead of placing it with his royal belongings. Evelyn noticed the quiet decision immediately. You kept it. Lucian looked directly at her. You trusted me with it. The simple answer warmed her heart more than she expected. A gentle breeze swept across the meadow, carrying flower petals through the air. The familiar blue jay circled overhead before landing on the back of one of the patiently waiting horses. The horse looked mildly offended. Evelyn laughed. I think your bird is promoting itself again. Rowan looked upward. I suspect it believes it already outranks me. Even several guards quietly laughed, their disciplined composure disappearing for just a moment. Lucian smiled at the unexpected scene, grateful that the people around him could share something as simple as laughter. Then one of the older guards stepped forward with respectful hesitation. "Your Majesty, the elders have prepared the Moonstone Circle. They are waiting for your decision." Rowan's expression became more serious. Lucian looked toward the distant mountains for a thoughtful moment before slowly turning back to Evelyn. "Would you be willing to walk a little farther with me? The most important journeys do not end where people gather. They end where two hearts quietly choose the same direction." Lucian offered Evelyn his hand as the narrow woodland path gently climbed toward the ancient Moonstone Circle. She accepted it without hesitation, more because the rocky trail was uneven than because of ceremony, yet the simple gesture somehow felt perfectly natural. When they reached the crest of the hill, a peaceful clearing opened before them. 12 smooth standing stones formed a wide circle beneath towering oaks whose silver leaves shimmered softly in the afternoon breeze. Sunlight filtered through the branches, painting shifting patterns across the moss-covered ground, while clear spring water trickled quietly nearby. Elders, guards, and neighboring pack leaders waited respectfully beyond the circle, leaving its center completely empty. No one spoke. The forest itself seemed to breathe. Evelyn looked around with quiet wonder. "This is beautiful." Lucian nodded gently. "It has always been a place where important promises begin." Rowan stepped forward only long enough to bow respectfully. "Your Majesty, the council is ready whenever you are." Lucian looked toward the waiting leaders before turning back to Evelyn. "Would you walk with me?" She smiled warmly. "I thought you already asked me that once today. I am asking again." "Then my answer is still yes." Side by side, they crossed the soft grass until they reached the center of the ancient circle. No grand speech followed. No trumpet sounded. The elders simply watched as Lucian looked around at the people who had trusted him for years. "Every leader hopes to protect a peaceful future," he said calmly. "Today I was reminded that kindness can be just as powerful as strength. Sometimes the greatest guidance comes from someone who expects nothing in return." Several elders exchanged thoughtful glances. Lucian reached into his jacket and removed the smooth blue river stone Evelyn had given him. Holding it carefully, he smiled toward her. "This was given to me as a reminder that trust is earned one honest moment at a time." Evelyn blinked in genuine surprise. She had never imagined the tiny stone would become part of anything so meaningful. One elderly woman smiled kindly. "Then may that reminder never leave your side." Lucian slipped the stone safely back into his pocket. His wolf rested peacefully inside him. "She walks beside us." "Behave," Lucian whispered silently. "Walking beside her is behaving." Lucian almost laughed aloud. Evelyn noticed the familiar expression immediately. "Your mysterious inner conversations are happening again, are not they?" He met her amused eyes. "Perhaps. One day I am going to find out who keeps winning those arguments. I am not certain anyone does." Even Rowan quietly chuckled. As if the forest itself approved, the cheerful blue jay swooped down from the tallest oak carrying another tiny wildflower. It circled once above the gathering before dropping the blossom directly onto Lucian's shoulder. The bird proudly chirped as though expecting applause. Instead, one curious rabbit wandered into the clearing, sniffed the flower, and promptly stole it before hopping away across the grass. The entire gathering fell silent for one stunned heartbeat before laughter echoed through the Moonstone Circle. Even the dignified elders could not hide their smiles. Evelyn laughed so hard, she gently reached for Lucian's arm to steady herself. Lucian laughed with her, his eyes brighter than they had been all day. Rowan shook his head with affectionate disbelief. "I have attended council meetings for 15 years," he admitted. "This is unquestionably the first one ever interrupted by a flower thief." The laughter drifted across the valley together with the warm afternoon breeze, and for the first time in many seasons, the Alpha King's people watched their ruler smile, not because duty required it, but because happiness had quietly found him where he least expected it. Every beautiful story eventually finds its way back to where the first smile was born. Warm laughter slowly faded across the Moonstone Circle as the gathering returned to its peaceful rhythm. Elders resumed their quiet conversations beneath the ancient oaks, while neighboring pack leaders exchanged hopeful words about the seasons ahead. The tension that had once rested over the valley had quietly disappeared, replaced by something far stronger than victory. It was trust. Lucian looked around the circle one final time before turning toward Rowan. "Thank you." Rowan bowed respectfully, although the familiar warmth in his smile made the gesture feel more like friendship than ceremony. The council has everything it needs, Your Majesty. Lucian glanced toward Evelyn before answering. Then today belongs to someone else. Rowan followed his gaze and immediately understood. I suspected as much. Evelyn looked between them with playful curiosity. Should I pretend I do not know the two of you are talking about me? Rowan answered with perfect seriousness. That would be difficult considering neither of us is particularly subtle. She laughed softly. I appreciate the honesty. Lucian smiled. It is becoming a habit. His wolf stirred contentedly inside him. Good habits stay. Behave, Lucian reminded silently. Staying with her is behaving, the wolf answered without hesitation. Lucian accepted the verdict with quiet amusement. Rowan noticed the familiar expression and shook his head. I have decided not to ask. A wise decision, Lucian replied. That is exactly what I feared. Even several nearby guards quietly smiled. The cheerful blue jay swooped down from the branches above and landed boldly on Rowan's shoulder. Rowan remained perfectly still. If this bird leaves another flower in my hair, I am officially resigning. Evelyn covered her mouth to hide another laugh. The blue jay tilted its head thoughtfully before deciding Rowan was not nearly as entertaining as Lucian and fluttered away toward the nearest pine. Congratulations, Evelyn said. You passed the inspection. Rowan sighed dramatically with obvious relief. I shall record this achievement forever. The light-hearted moment settled gently over the gathering before Lucian looked toward the distant western hills where the afternoon sun slowly drifted lower. A familiar sparkle caught his eye beyond the trees. The river, quietly flowing exactly where it always had. He turned back toward Evelyn. Would you like to take one more walk before the day ends? She noticed the direction of his gaze almost immediately. The river. He nodded. There is something I would like to see again. Her smile softened into something almost nostalgic. I think I know exactly what that is. Rowan stepped aside without another question. Enjoy the afternoon, Your Majesty. Lucian looked at him. You know where to find me. Rowan smiled knowingly. Actually, I believe I do. Without another word, Lucian and Evelyn followed the narrow woodland trail together while the rest of the gathering slowly disappeared behind them. The familiar forest welcomed them once more with gentle birdsong, whispering pines, and warm shafts of sunlight slipping between emerald branches. Every turn along the winding path seemed to carry another memory. The old cedar shelter where blueberry muffins had become unexpectedly important. The fallen tree that had briefly captured Evelyn's basket. The wooden bridge where a blue jay had delivered a tiny flower. The meadow where the world first learned that a king could laugh as freely as anyone else. Neither of them hurried. They simply walked together, shoulder to shoulder, letting the forest quietly remind them how far they had come. At last, the sound of flowing water reached them once again. Evelyn smiled before the river even came into view. It still sounds exactly the same. Lucian looked ahead as sunlight danced across the clear current where destiny had first hidden beneath the water. His wolf spoke only one peaceful sentence. We are finally home. Some places become unforgettable because they witness the exact moment two lives quietly become one story. The crystal clear river welcomed them with the same gentle melody it had carried on the day destiny first brought them together. Sunlight shimmered across the peaceful current while soft breezes danced through the tall grass lining the shore. Evelyn stepped closer to the water, smiling as tiny ripples curled around the smooth stones beneath the surface. Nothing has changed, she whispered. Lucian walked beside her, his silver eyes reflecting the sparkling river. Everything changed. She looked at him with quiet curiosity before laughing softly. You have become much better at dramatic answers. Have I? Definitely. She crouched beside the water and gently touched the cool current with her fingertips. This is exactly where I thought I was completely alone. Lucian smiled. You were not. Apparently not. She looked toward the middle of the river with playful suspicion. Although hiding underneath the water was still a very strange way to introduce yourself. Lucian laughed. I admit it was not my finest first impression. It was memorable. She stood again, brushing a few drops of water from her hand. I still cannot believe an Alpha King was hiding beneath the surface while I was worrying about whether I had remembered my towel. His wolf stirred happily. She remembers everything. Behave, Lucian reminded silently. Remembering is behaving. Lucian smiled to himself. Evelyn narrowed her eyes with exaggerated curiosity. There it is again. What? That mysterious smile. Maybe I simply enjoy being here. I hope so. She looked around the riverbank with a peaceful sigh. Because this place feels like home now. Those words settled gently inside Lucian's heart. Before Evelyn could ask another question, he suddenly slipped one arm beneath her knees and the other around her back, lifting her effortlessly into the air. She gave a surprised laugh, instinctively resting one hand against his shoulder. Lucian, trust me, those words usually mean trouble. Only the enjoyable kind. Carrying her with effortless ease, he walked several steps into the clear river before looking down at her with the same playful smile she had come to love. Ready? Evelyn laughed. Probably not. Good. With one joyful step, he jumped into the cool water. A sparkling wave splashed around them as laughter echoed across the valley. Moments later they surfaced together, both laughing so hard that neither could speak for several seconds. Water shimmered like tiny diamonds as it rolled from their hair and shoulders. Lucian gently brushed a damp strand of hair away from Evelyn's face before smiling with unmistakable mischief. Good thing you did not kick me in the head that day. Otherwise I probably would not remember who I am now. Evelyn's cheeks warmed with gentle embarrassment before she laughed again. Maybe I should have. Then you would have introduced yourself properly. That would have ruined the surprise. It certainly would have saved me several confusing conversations. They laughed together once more until the world seemed wonderfully quiet around them. Lucian's expression gradually softened. He wrapped one steady arm gently around her waist, drawing her comfortably closer while giving her every chance to lean away if she wished. She did not. Instead, she smiled with peaceful certainty, closed her eyes for a quiet moment, and rested one hand lightly against his chest. Lucian looked at her with grateful wonder before leaning forward and sharing a warm, lingering kiss filled with tenderness, joy, and the promise of every tomorrow they would now share together. When they slowly drew apart, they remained close, smiling before either of them spoke. Lucian reached into the small inner pocket of his jacket, somehow still protecting the smooth blue river stone. He placed it carefully into Evelyn's hand. I carried it because it reminded me where trust began, he said softly. Evelyn closed her fingers around the stone before gently placing it back into his palm. Then keep it, she replied. So neither of us ever forgets where our story started. High above them, the familiar blue jay swooped triumphantly through the air carrying another tiny wildflower. Before it could present its masterpiece, the same curious rabbit bounded from the grass, snatched the flower with astonishing confidence, and disappeared into the bushes. The bird froze in complete disbelief. Evelyn burst into laughter, so suddenly, she leaned against Lucian's shoulder for balance. Even Lucian laughed until tears gathered in the corners of his eyes. Somewhere inside him, his wolf spoke one final peaceful sentence. We searched the world for home. It was here beside her all along. Hand in hand, with laughter echoing across the clear river where destiny had quietly begun, the Alpha King and his sweet Omega walked toward tomorrow together, while the Blue Jay proudly chased the flower thief into the golden evening sunlight.